I found this note on my desk this morning. It simply says, "Wake him up loud." Okay. Top 30 hit off Grand Funk's 1971 E Pluribus Funk album. That gets us started today. What do we got today? We got some ridiculous Grammy Award winners. Right now we got something for Mr. Killian.
Oh, drunk. face of the birds just go sleep. Turn the wider shade of pale.
Are you sensing something here? Yeah, a lot of keyboards, a lot of great organ songs. How about one more? Okay, we're going to slow it down here and go back to 1974, just to clear up a generation's worth of rumors about the lyrics of Ricky Don't Lose That Number. The late Walter Becker stated for the record in a 1985 interview that the number in question was not slang for a marijuana joint. And Donald Fagen said the Ricky in question was simply a woman he'd hit a crush on in college. It's a love song, for God's sake. Don't make something out of it that it's not.
when you get home.
There stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny.
this date in 1966, the Grammy Awards Committee in New York announced that the Beatles had been nominated for 10 awards. That was all pretty exciting, but sadly the Beatles failed to win any of the awards at the ceremony held on March 15th. So I'm going to go through some of the categories where the Beatles lost, and I'll play you the winner. The Best Contemporary Rock and Roll Performance by a Group, Vocal or Instrumental. The Beatles were nominated for Help. This is the song that won.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and have it quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
How about this one? Best Contemporary Rock and Roll Single. Paul McCartney nominated for Yesterday. Roger Miller won for this one.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. ain't got no cigarettes, but...
You see, the thing is, with the previous two songs, they weren't bad songs, but they aren't what I would call rock and roll. At least with this one, they got the rock and roll out of it. Nominated for Best Vocal Performance by a Male, Paul McCartney for Yesterday. The winner, Francis Albert Sinatra.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, I was 21. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. Now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Okay, just one more and then I promise I'll be done with this. Best performance by a vocal group. The Beatles were nominated for Help, but the Anita Kerr Quartet, they brought home the Grammy.
Bye, 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 baby.
No. I can't do that. I cannot play that. Let's get back to something decent. Let's go back to 1972, when the Hollies released a song admittedly trying to sound like CCR. Well, they didn't quite pull that off, but they did get up to number two with this one. So the Beatles got screwed over in 1966 at the Grammy Awards. 1 year later, on this date, they released a monstrous double A-side single.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor. Children laughing him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. the shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. Then the fireman pushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange, Penny Lane.
Listen, I know this has been very, very long, but, well, let me just say this. Tomorrow will be an archive, and not just any archive. It's the Valentine's Day archive, and it is 2 freaking hours long. So, you have all weekend to listen to it. So anyways, that's what's coming up tomorrow. As for today, yeah, I know it's long, but you start with great organ songs, you kind of have to end with one, you know? What I've done is, I know a lot of you really aren't necessarily big Led Zeppelin fans, so I saved this song last in case you want to cut out now. But you'll be missing something special, and before I play it. peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. 1969, Led Zeppelin released their debut album. This song was one of the cuts off that album. Sounds like John Paul Jones, a keyboardist and bass player, is taking us to church. But he seemed to be playing an organ as big as the Sistine Chapel, gliding alongside Jimmy Page's steel guitar. Now, drummer John Bonham may have made the track sound heavy, but John Paul Jones made it sound enormous. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been bad to me, woman, but it's coming back home to you.